Now for a quick spin in the pop way back machine to the mid-1990s. Remember this song? Oh, sorry. That is Duncan Sheik's breakout single, Barely Breathing. And eventually, he turned his attention to music for theater, writing music for a New York Shakespeare Festival production of Twelfth Night. And in 2007, a big splash with the musical Spring Awakening that would land him 7 Tony Awards. Now he's releasing his first album of music in nearly a decade that was not written for theater. It comes out Friday, and it's called Legerdemain. Duncan Sheik joins us from our studios in New York. Welcome to the program, Duncan.
Thank you. You're the first person to pronounce it exactly right.
I'm so happy. That was a complete crapshoot, frankly. So I'm glad I said that right. Yeah. It is not a word you hear a lot, legerdemain.
No, but you do hear, like, you'll hear it on CNN business shows, like when they talk about Lehman Brothers or something, they talk about the legerdemain of these corporations and fiduciary sleight of hand that went on that caused the collapse of the financial system.
What does that have to do with your music, Duncan?
Well, literally means sleight of hand, right? So it's this interesting word, and it has a kind of subtle meaning of sleight of hand, and then this kind of larger meaning of something that's pretty menacing in a way. And so I think of the record has it has kind of two sides to it. It's really like a double album, and the first side is kind of electronic, perhaps menacing, and the second half of it is much more organic and subtle, but it still has its darknesses.
Let's listen to a track off the new album. This is called Warning Light. Like about that sound, that synthy kind of sound?
Okay, so I mean, I grew up obviously in the mid 80s, and my favorite bands at that time were Depeche Mode and New Order and Talk Talk and
I know those bands,
and Japan. They had this kind of like sad disco, is how you, I guess you would call it, that really appealed to me as a 15-year-old. And I had my first Juno 106 synthesizer when I was 15, and my first TR-909 drum machine. But over the past 5 years, as I was writing Legerdemain, I was also simultaneously working on the score for American Psycho. And that is like a
Broadway production.
Yes, well, soon to be a Broadway production. But that's a completely electronic score. So it kind of afforded me the opportunity to dust off the Roland keyboards and the Moogs and the drum machines. So electronic music is something that I've always loved. I've always been a huge fan of. I've had a bunch of my songs remixed, and they've been really big club hits. And in a weird way, I'm much more proud of those club hits than I am of the top 40 hits. So
how come?
Because it's just cooler. Like I don't. No, I just, you know, it's much cooler to hear your song at 2 o'clock in the morning at Cielo than it is to hear it at Home Depot at, you know, 12:30 in the afternoon.
You heard Barely Breathing in Home Depot?
Yeah, I mean, so many times. I see it all too clear. I also have this kind of art song, self-indulgent art song desire inside myself. And so there was like two sets of songs that accrued. And the first set were nominally influenced by electronic music. And the second set were these self-indulgent art songs. And that's kind of record one and record two of Legerdemain.
Can you point to your favorite self-indulgent art song on the album?
I think, you know, Brutalized came out really, really well. I had the great good fortune to get John Hassell to play trumpet on it. And he is a completely unique musician who's, you know, worked with Brian Eno and has made incredible records with David Sylvian and been making really adventurous avant-garde. You can't even really give it a genre, but he's a real visionary musician and trumpet player.
Buddhism?
Yes, since I was 19. So now is my 26th year of Buddhist practice. So you can do the math.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
How does that find its way into your music?
Well, certainly not in any straight ahead manifest way. I mean, God forbid that it did, because there's nothing I like less than music that kind of like tries to insert some sort of spiritual message inside it. That to me is nails on the chalkboard. But I do think that practicing Buddhism, I do have a worldview and a way of looking at humanity's place in the universe. And that does kind of seep into some kind of moral outlook that's in the songs. But it's the darker parts of our psyche and our behavior that are much more interesting. So I think I end up focusing on some of that stuff more than the shiny, happy, hippy-dippy version of Buddhism that some people might like to think about.
Time it disappears into the blue.
Duncan Sheik, his album Ledger Domain comes out Friday. Thanks so much for talking with us, Duncan.
Thank you.
I catch you again.